Can your approach to sales be a competitive advantage? It absolutely can, and we're going to show you how. Thank you for joining me. I'm glad you're with us. Today, we are focused on what could actually be my favorite topic, and that is your approach to sales and how you can leverage it as a competitive advantage. Let's talk about some of the advantages of focusing on relationships when it comes to selling. The first advantage of focusing on relationships is you are squarely in the crosshairs of the client and value. The client understands that you're in this for the long term. The client understands that you provide value. Why? Because in the example that I've given you, you gave them something of value first. Let's talk about an evangelist relationship. You are a person who is interested in developing relationships with people who can refer you business, and you want to connect with them. So you're a trust and estates attorney, and you're interested in connecting with CPAs because CPAs can refer people to you to do wills. The best thing for you to do to develop a relationship with a CPA is to refer one, two, or three clients to that CPA over the course of a couple of months. If you send that CPA three clients over the course of a couple of months, that CPA will be highly interested in meeting with you and learning how he can help you, because you've already demonstrated that you can and will help them, and you want to help them. The first benefit of focusing on relationships is the client or the evangelist understands that your focus is squarely on them. The second benefit is that everybody wins. You win, the client wins, and if you're focusing on evangelists or referral sources, they win. The third benefit is that you're interacting with people and helping them. You're not interrupting them. In cold calling, you're interrupting somebody's day and you're bothering them. When it comes to relationship-based sales or consultative sales, you're connecting with someone at a human level. In relationship sales, you're delivering value to them first, so maybe you're referring them business first, and then you're welcomed in, you're interacting with them, and you're a welcomed guest. You're not an annoying pest interrupting them and bothering them during their day. The fourth benefit is if you don't get business from the person that you're interacting with when it comes to relationship-based sales or consultative sales, if you don't get business from them right then and there, you will get business from them in the future because your relationship is still intact. If you cold call, you pester the crap out of somebody, they're never going to want to have a relationship with you. They're never going to want to see you again. Another benefit of relationships instead of interactions and cold calling and transactional sales is the long-term loyalty. If you have a great relationship with someone and you deliver value to them over time, they become a client, you continue to deliver value in the products and services that you give, but you're also referring them business, you're working with them to help them achieve their goals, they're going to be loyal to you over the long term. Why? Because they know you have their best interests at heart. They know you're not just taking from them, you're also giving back to them. That's a huge benefit of relationships. The final benefit I want to talk to you about today when it comes to relationships and sales is that relationship-based sales is resistant to any economic issues, any economic downturns, any fluctuations in the economy. Why? People don't want the relationship to end. So you're going to be the last person they cut out when things go bad, when times get tough, or when things slow down. These are some of the powerful benefits of focusing on relationships, on being consultative. I want you to keep these in mind as you head out into your day and you begin to connect with people. Do you want to be an annoying person who interrupts people, or do you want to be the kind of person people welcome into their office or into their home because they know you have their best interests at heart? I want you to stay connected with me. We are here every day. If you're listening to this on the podcast, I am so glad you're here. This show is available wherever you get your podcasts. Please be sure and give us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Your reviews help boost our show to the top of the charts, and we want to spread the word about the Do This, Sell More show. We want everybody to join in, so please leave us a review. Also, if you have a question and you want to send it to me, I want you to send me your questions to askdave@dlorenzo.com. That's my email address, askdave@dlorenzo.com. The best way to send me questions, shoot a video on your phone, ask me the question, make sure you include your name and where you're from. I'll answer your question here on the podcast. I'll use the audio from the video, and I may even use the video in our YouTube show or on our show that can be seen on C-Suite TV 24/7, 365 days a year. At the beginning of our time together today, you heard me mention that consultative sales is the first step toward relationship-based sales. Now, when you're being consultative with someone, here is the hierarchy of what you're looking for in terms of problems you can solve. The first thing that you're going to look for is a problem that you can solve today. A client who has a problem right now is someone who you can absolutely help. Now, if they're not a client yet, they're a prospect, that's even a bigger opportunity. So a prospect that has a problem today that you can solve is a huge opportunity for you. Now, if you don't possess the solution to their problem, you can still connect them with someone who can solve their problem, and that is just as valuable because you're starting a relationship. The second type of problem that you can solve is a problem they have in the future. Now, this is a little harder because you have to convince this person that the problem is coming and there's no way they can avoid it, and you are the answer to that problem. Although it's not impossible, it takes a little bit of work. So if you can convince the person that you're sitting across from that there's a problem in the future that they're going to face, and they know that this is a problem, and you have the solution, that's an opportunity for you. The third opportunity you face in a sales situation, particularly relationship-based sales, but at a consultative level, is helping someone achieve a goal today. So let's say you're approaching the end of the year and the person you're sitting across from has a goal of signing up 15 new clients and it's December and they've signed up 14. If you can help that person achieve that goal by introducing them to someone who's a great prospect for them, you can help them achieve a goal today. And that's someone who's going to want to be in a relationship with you. So you definitely want to do everything you can to help them achieve that goal today. The next step in the hierarchy are goals in the future. If you can help someone achieve a goal set in the future, you are also valuable. So if we're in January and that person has a goal of 15 new clients and they're starting from zero and you can introduce them to one client, that will help them get closer to their goal. They're going to be interested in meeting with you because they're interested in achieving their goal in the future. The final point I will make when it comes to consultative sales, the biggest thing you have to remember when you're connecting with people is helping them understand the reason why you need to have a relationship with them. The reason why. Either you're helping them solve a problem today, and that's the reason why. You're going to help them solve a problem in the future, and that's the reason why. You're going to help them achieve a goal today. That's the reason why. Or you're going to help them achieve a goal in the future. That's the reason why. When you answer that question, what's the reason why I should be connecting with you? What's the reason why I want you in my life? When you answer that question, you're focusing on them. You're having an external orientation. You know you're on the right track from a relationship-based sales perspective. You're doing the consultative sales methodology to lay the foundation. Thanks for joining me today. And remember, at the sound of the tone, if you do this, you will sell more.